Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Mourners, including Governor Tim Walz, Congresswoman Angie Craig, and dozens of state lawmakers paid their respects to House Speaker Melissa Hortman with a candlelight vigil on the steps of the state capitol. DFL Senator Ann Johnson Stewart says she can't believe Hortman is gone.
She was unfailing. She was so good. She was so good, and we could have had her for another 10, 15 years, and she would have done even more good for people who don't even know who she was. She was amazing.
Lori from Maplewood just wanted to come and share tears and memories with others.
To be with other people, to grieve and, share our common feelings about what's happened.
Besides candles, mourners brought flowers and added messages to the growing memorial outside the Capitol. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office wants to prosecute Vance Belter before the U.S. Attorney's Office gets the case. Belter is facing state and federal charges for the alleged killings of House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman of Champlin and his wife. A spokesperson for Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says she asked federal prosecutors to let her office seek murder charges against Belter first. The U.S. Attorney's Office has the ultimate authority to determine the order in which Belter is prosecuted. Most of Minnesota is under an extreme heat watch this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Griesinger says we could see high temps in the mid-90s and dew points in the 70s.
Kind of our first taste of that summer heat and humidity this weekend. Pretty much everybody gets in on it Saturday, and then it starts moving at least out of the northwest part of the state on Sunday. But otherwise, the rest of us get to feel it through Sunday as well.
The state's unofficial bird will be out in full force over the next several days, mosquitoes. Alex Carlson with the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District says the conditions are ideal.
Not only did we see a lot of rain and then we're seeing hotter temperatures, but we also are facing the time of year that we've been predicting the cattail mosquitoes are going to emerge. So they tend to come out right at the end of June and early July. They come out once per year, regardless of the rain.
Carlson also recommends walking through your property and dumping out any standing water. And, of course, keeping the bug spray handy. One of the Minnesota DNR's Falcon Cam chicks took its first flight Tuesday morning. The other two are expected to fledge soon. Like a toddler's first steps, the flight may seem clumsy, but these young peregrine falcons are on their way to becoming the fastest animals on Earth. And the Minnesota Twins fell to the Cincinnati Reds 4-2 in a rain-shortened game last night. This is MNN.